This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next guest is a sex expert and pleasure coach who holds a doctorate in human sexuality. She has sold millions of books with titles such as Ride 'em Cowgirl, Tickle His Pickle, and The Mystery of the Undercover Clitoris, as well as being the driving force behind TickleKitty.com and the creator of Go Love Pleasure Enhancing CBD Lube, available at GoLoveCBD.com. And she's here today to tell us all about the latest toys available at TickleKitty.com and much, much more. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Dr. Sadie Allison.
Look at you. She comes rolling into Kansas City. You look fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Everything good?
Yes, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me again.
My favorite
show.
Oh, listen, you're the best.
I will fly out here for you.
She is the best. And listen, this is the best time in the world in your life. She was just telling me you may take off, move your office just because you can, to France and do a couple years there and just work from somewhere there.
Anywhere, yeah. I just sent my daughter off to college.
Right.
Congrats. Which is a, thank you. I'm so proud of her. She's thriving. She's
kicking
ass.
She's a nice girl. Yeah.
She's so sweet. She's killing it. So that leaves my mental space to be able to just focus on me now.
And why wouldn't you? You've got these companies. You're the CEO, Tickle Kitty. You're a doctor. You're a sex therapist. You're a sex expert. You're traveling the world. Why couldn't you do it from there? Why? That's exactly what I do. If I was you, oh my God.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even look back.
I can run a sex toy website from anywhere in the
world.
You
can.
Yeah.
Orgasms everywhere.
Yeah. I imagine your dance card is pretty goddamn full right now. Everybody, you know, I mean, listen, you think about how many people go through separations in their lives change, we get another chapter of our lives, everything that happens. You are in like that, you are successful. You're beautiful. You understand sex. This is what you do for a living. You like to travel, run around, do everything you want to do. This is an amazing second chapter.
That's right. It's really like, what do I want this second half of my life? And it's this weird middle age transition time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've worked hard and I it's all about like growth at this point.
Yeah,
and so
not?
I speak French. J'ai étudié le français au lycée et après ça à l'université. Yeah. Et maintenant, je voudrais aller à Paris en France.
Really?
So for all your listeners, any of you guys out there who speak French, you know what I just said. Which basically, I want to get my butt out to Paris and work from there.
How do they do with you? Because that sounds very good. Because the French are known, though, for like if you miss one little pronunciation, one little accent. Like,
Yeah. But, you know, they were really cool to me every time I've gone because I've studied French. Mm-hmm. I actually have a French degree from San Diego State. As you can see, I'm using it with all these vibrators.
Right.
I speak French to them in the bedroom. But no, the French were really great with me because they saw that I studied it and that I was trying. And I always got compliments on my accent.
Right. I think it's different if I learn French and if she speaks French.
Maybe.
Sometimes I feel like the reaction might be different from Miss Dr. Sadie Allison, the beautiful sex therapist, and the Claude who comes in. Like,
you know that phrase from the song, Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? You know what that means, right?
I don't.
You don't?
I do
But
not.
You sang the song.
Sure.
Do you want to guess what it means? Do you guys know?
I
don't
know.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
What is it?
Would you like to sleep with me?
Really?
Coucher is to sleep, like couch, sleep, get on the couch. Voulez-vous? Voulez-vous coucher?
Listen, the world, our entire world evolves around sex. That's just the way it is. Everything, every great piece of art, why look at the movies, look at advertising, look at cars, look at whatever, look at music, everything, right? It's the single strongest drive we have.
Mm-hmm.
We wake up in the morning, we want to, it's...
what about the morning?
Yeah, right.
We wake up and...
right. But it's just this thing that gets you out of bed in the morning. It is the thing, especially if you're a guy. That's just how it is.
Yeah, I love morning intimacy.
Yeah?
It starts your day. They say go in the gym. That's great. That starts your day off right. But if you started mm-hmm. even before that with some nookie... you got pep in your step. You feel good. You had an orgasm. It's a great way to start the day.
It's definitely hard to be sideways with each other. If you're getting late in the morning, when you both start your day together, you're like, this is going to be a great one today.
We could be nice to each other today. No fighting.
Yeah. If last night ended badly, today, this beginning, this is still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So the world of sex toys, and you came into this really naturally. When you were a kid, and you've told us a story before, mm-hmm. you were in your teens, and other girls didn't know how to masturbate.
That's
and
right.
And somehow you became their instructor.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's amazing to me. Because when I was a kid, you deny it. Even though we're boys, we're all just jerking off like there's no tomorrow, right? And you'd be like, where are you going, Caprifoli, home to jerk off? No. Yes, of course you are. Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. you had a totally different teenage world going on.
I did. Well, it was so interesting because growing up in the 70s in San Francisco, it was, free love. My parents were hippies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like young, passing the joint for them to their friends when they had people over. I didn't even know what was going on. But so I grew up uninhibited, and there was no shame around sexuality in my home. And I'm really grateful for that because so many people grew up with shame, which is why there's so many women and men that have insecurities and issues around intimacy. So in school, I would just talk freely about sex and things that were going on and fun stuff with my girlfriends.
Right.
And they got really shy and didn't know what I was talking about. And I said, well, you know how to have an orgasm, don't you, though? And most of them always said no. And I'm like, really? Well, you masturbate, right? And none of them did. And it was so surprising to me because all I knew was just openness.
Right.
And so I learned quickly that people needed my help and my inspiration, and actually mostly permission to know that it's okay.
That's it. Society's been telling everybody you're bad if you touch yourself. Everything is bad, especially if you're a girl, right? Like, that, we've always sent terrible cross signals. We want your sexuality. We want to be there with you. But yet, somehow we want a girl to project this virginal, awful, mm-hmm. like, it is the most mixed signal I can even possibly imagine if I were a girl. Like, every guy in the world wants to get laid. But they also want you to act like you're the only girl, you're the only guy that's ever been with her, right? You're the only one that she could enjoy. You're the owner of the vagina. And it makes for a screwed up dynamic. And so that's where you come in as a therapist.
Yep.
A girl will talk to you. A girl will listen to you. A girl will hear your words that, it's completely okay to own your sexuality, to be who you are, to get what you want.
Right.
Why not?
I wanted to give them the gift of being able to have an orgasm. And know how great that would be for someone to just finally learn how to do it and then run along and be free and go explore and have fun. But what I learned is that the gift of giving is so powerful. Like, I felt so good that I was able to support them in that way. It kept me going and doing it more and more. And that's eventually how Tickle Kitty was born. And I wrote 6 books on all kinds of different pleasure techniques. Tickle His Pickle is one of my... you got it right there.
Of course. No, these stay in the studio, man. The Undercover Clitoris.
Mm-hmm.
Ride 'em Cowgirl.
Yeehaw.
It goes on and on. But you write them in a way, because you wrote more books than those three.
You wrote six.
Six, yeah. Yep. But you wrote them in a way that... they could ask the questions that they wanted to ask. And mostly, I would tell you, these books are great for couples, but they're really great for girls.
Like, exactly.
That's who should be getting them on wedding nights and when they go to college, whenever you're getting sexually active. That's the book they should be handing. Stop being embarrassed and just do what you got to do.
Right. And they're all the fundamental techniques. It's like all the basics, everyone, that should be taught in high school, but they're not. So, like, what is the most comfortable way to kind of, like, come together as far as putting your bodies. I don't know what it should. So there's so many different things that people just don't know about lubrication, about how fast or slow you should do things. And so I break it all down in these books. They're kind of like the books you wish you read earlier in life.
Well, the sad truth is, guys learn it from porn, which is a terrible way to learn it for what you should be doing as a guy. It's harder, faster, and angrier is not the key.
Angrier.
It just isn't it, right? And girls don't know. I mean, you didn't know who to ask, Nick.
There was no one to ask because you were in Catholic school on top of being a girl growing up.
And I was Catholic too, man. And I went to Catholic school.
So when you were asked, do you masturbate? No.
Of course not. Because God hates it and God hates our genitals, right?
Yeah. You're going to hell if you get caught.
But that only drove you to try it, though. Because the forbidden fruit's always the best.
It has to be a secret.
And to the point where she might, I'll just share this because she'll find it amusing. Dr. Sadie, your mom took away your Care Bear?
Yeah. I mean, just because, well, that was what I was close to. So, which I feel I'm probably not alone. There are probably others.
No, there was a million people that did.
Everybody found something.
I think it's time we take away this now.
Oh, not the Care Bear.
Everybody's got their thing.
Oh, I told you that day about that girl I knew growing up that she told me that when she was 15 or so, maybe even younger, her parents had they didn't have a talk with her, but they did, where they told her she couldn't get in the pool so much. Because she would just sit in front. She would just hold onto the edge next to the pool jet. And they noticed that she never swam anywhere else.
I've done that before. In Calistoga, California.
Yeah, so they were like, hey, you need to get out of the pool.
Okay, just one more minute.
Yeah. I'm a swimmer. It seems innocent enough until you realize,
it's 100% okay. And then you can get really good at it. That's where these new sex toys come in. In the old days, it was the old, you remember, it was a one white vibrator. It looked like a missile, and it was white, and batteries went in the end of it, and that was like the original vibrator.
The magic wand.
Well, then it's
a back massager.
Well, that's a Hitachi wand. Sure, I'm going backwards even further. Okay. The original vibrator. I remember seeing a picture of it when I was a kid in a magazine, I think, and it was just a white
cylindrical,
like a white cylindrical.
Yeah,
like
that
a
was
missile. Awful. I mean, changes the world, but still, things are so much better now. I mean, silicone, they're soft, they're specific. Let's talk about them. Like, the last thing I would tell you in the 90s that changed sex toys, would you say the rabbit?
The rabbit, yes.
When that came on, that was a game changer.
Yep. Yeah, because it's the dual stimulation. They're like, hey, let's take one of these penetrating or cylindrical vibes and add a piece on it that will actually stimulate her pleasure button at the same time. So that's the rabbit.
Right?
The rabbit was born.
That was a big one. I was in radio when that came out, and I remember, holy hell, women lost their minds.
Mm-hmm.
That was huge. So now they've just made improvements on it. Number one, we're talking about the chubby rotating rabbit.
The chubby, oh yeah.
So girth has become the thing now.
So this one is by California Exotics. They make wonderful toys. And
there it is.
There you go. So this is actually a little thicker, which is why it's called the Chubby.
Dude, it's a bigger version all the way around.
Yes.
I mean, the butterfly on the top is exactly the same, only bigger. The shaft, you love it, don't you?
If you hit that button, it'll go even faster. There's probably like 10 settings.
Oh yeah, who knew? And so much nicer now. Like with the silicone on it.
It's really nice, high quality medical grade silicone.
Did you have one of these?
So it's non porous.
I didn't start with that.
You didn't have a rabbit, did you, girl?
Yeah, she has.
Every girl I've been with, I think since the 90s, has had one of these.
I had the sad white one we were talking about.
Yeah, did you?
Not man.
That was the sad white one, dude.
That was the starter. That was the starter.
That was your grandma's vibrator.
It was the sad little starter kit, but it opened a door.
Yes.
Sure.
Got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Where did you hide? By the way, did you have stash it somewhere?
No, it was given to me from before my wedding.
Okay. So it was back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Did you try? That was your first?
That was my first actual item ever.
Did you try it by yourself or with Mike?
With Mike.
So
So it was always from the go.
Did your head pop off?
Yes. But just thinking those innocent days where you're like, wow, look at this. And now it's like, look at that.
Right.
Yeah. It's so cool. I've been in the sex toy industry for 23 years now.
Yeah.
So when I first started, it was very basic toys,
right?
A little beyond the cylindrical, but very basic, nude color. Usually they were used in porn, not so much. And the sex toy stores were considered the seedy kind of weird places. You go in, the floors are sticky. You don't want to go.
Right.
But now everything, there's colors, there's toys for women, for men, for couples. And I've seen the packaging go from boxes with porn stars on them to really beautiful, modern, well-designed. Yeah,
they realized who was really buying them. Women are buying them. That's who they're for. Yep. And guys were buying them, then taking them home or buying what they thought a girl needed, a giant veiny penis. That is it. You're like, you could leave the balls off, I assure you. Like, there's no girl's ever looked at a vibrator, beautiful, nice, sweet vibrator, and gone, where's the sack? Where's the scrotum?
Where's the sack?
Like, it's horrible. It's like these are nice, man. What about the couple's orgasm rings? That's a take on a vibrator and a C-ring?
Yes. Are you talking about the Tammy?
Yes, Tammy. By the way, who's Tammy?
Tammy is your new best friend.
Right on.
Tammy's going on your pee-pee.
Right.
And I challenge you to, okay, so here's the Tammy.
I think we played this game before. I think Kyle was the only one that won this.
Okay, so someone gets it.
That's right.
I don't have a C-ring, so I was like, man, I'm not sure. Okay. I know one goes around your balls. Yep.
Oh, wait, don't tell him.
No, he knows. He knows. Oh, he's a modern fella.
Oh, you even have the clitoral stimulator in the right spot.
Yes.
So he's putting on the Tammy, and it's basically got two stretchy rings with a small vibrator attached to it. But if you feel those, the little silicone tips,
need a little lube.
And you, look at him like a pro. He's put that on so many guys.
He's put that in the dark.
He's put that on. Not my first rodeo.
So describe how that works. Now that you have that on.
Yep.
The dildo.
So what happens is this kind of constricts blood flow to your crotchal region.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
At the same time, it provides a vibrating stimulant to your upper nether regions. And when you constrict the blood flow, it keeps your erection in place.
Right.
Oh, my
and
gosh,
then,
you are so good.
And then
bravo.
Thank you.
And is this a womanizer or a vibrator?
That's a vibrator.
Okay.
If you push the button, turn it, you can see that those little tentacles are really soft tips of silicone.
You have to search for the buttons on these. Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah.
And it has a really low setting. You feel how low that is?
Right.
Which is nice because some women don't like the strong vibration. We like it just murmuring, kind of thumping.
I don't need the vibration because I don't need to finish any quicker. Here's my thing.
Okay.
I take the thing, but I'm like I'm not in the let's make it feel better for me mode. I'm in constant backpedal like most guys are. Like, I start having sex, and I'm like, just take it easy, man. Take it easy. And the girl's, like, running forward as hard as she can.
Are you pushing buttons over there?
Yeah, isn't that nice?
This is awesome.
So what's cool about the clitoral vibrator portion is that it's wide and flat, so it covers more area for her.
Yes.
So when you're making love, it's against her clitoris, where we need the stimulation so that you can actually climax together at the same time.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's a really great...
I would totally use this, absolutely.
So all these are going to be available at TickleKitty.com. Now, Black Friday, it's got a 25% off discount.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's $100, it's $75 now. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bonus code. If you put Johnny Dare, one word, JohnnyDare, there's an extra discount that comes along with that.
Just for you guys.
Dude.
Exclusive for the Johnny Dare listeners.
So, that's pretty fantastic.
Awesome. Well,
how fast would these get here?
They ship in a day or two.
Really?
And
then they ship out of California or
California,
Texas?
California and New Jersey, whichever you're closer to.
Perfect. So then another 2 days to get here.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
Tammy's is pretty impressive. That's definitely a step up.
Now, the noiseless womanizer vibe we were talking about. So what's that?
Okay,
Was the womanizer too noisy?
No, wasn't that it was too noisy? So this womanizer vibe is not the air suction one that we love so much that gives an orgasm.
Right.
This is actually a vibrator that has a really low vibration setting for women that don't like it too strong, and it's super quiet. Here, I'm going to hand that to you, Nikki.
Is it?
Like, it's
that
a
is
quiet,
such a low purr.
Is it that the noise takes a woman out of it? Like, it gets into her head a little bit? Yeah.
It can.
It can be a little distracting for some. That's really impressive.
And what's neat about this womanizer vibe is you see the little tip there.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can kind of get in the grooves because you've got the vulva there. There's much more than the pleasure spot to the whole female pleasure anatomy.
Right.
So now you can actually get into the crevices, and it's got that wide surface. So you can have a different kind of pleasure because you have nerve endings in the whole area, not just on the tip, which is about 8,000 nerve endings, which is great. We love that. But some women like just very gentle vibration and more wide coverage for the sensation, and that's what this womanizer vibe does.
That's quite nice.
And it's waterproof.
And soothing.
You know, one of the main areas women actually masturbate is in the bathroom.
That's because it's the only private time. Exactly.
Right?
Like,
you know. Johnny knows it.
It's yeah, but
see, yeah, you can't even hear it on the mic.
No, I mean that's
isn't
just,
that nice?
I've got the mic fired all the way up. Like, yep. No.
I had it.
Nobody will
on
hear
battle.
That. You can mm-hmm. secretly masturbate in that. In that one.
Yeah. No one will know. They'll really think you're in there doing something else.
I love that product. I switch it up. I have a few favorites, and that's one of them, this Womanizer Vibe, because it's got that thumping, murmuring kind of vibration. It's different.
Now, the next one, though, the Womanizer Blend, what is that? Because that's a quiet one without the suction piece, but then this one goes back to that other style.
All right. So this Womanizer Blend is a brand new one. If you want to describe that, maybe take a
Nick,
guess how that is.
So that might be perfect.
You've got the Womanizer that goes over your clitoris, but then you've got entry with the other way. Uh-huh. So you've got something for your vagina or your anus, depending on which one you're into, right?
And specifically the vagina, what's going on with
the G-spot, the old Grafenberg.
Yes. And holds Grafenberg.
It better about holding it into
dirty
place.
Dirty Germans. Thank you, dirty Germans.
Think about it. Yeah. When we've been like, leave me alone, when you're trying to work with the Womanizer because you want it right on that exact spot.
Well, that's the one thing I've learned about the Womanizer. It's not for even me to be involved. She's like, listen, give me a minute and a half.
Yeah. like just warm up.
I asked her how fast she could finish, and she was like, sometimes in 30 seconds, 60 seconds, mm-hmm. a minute and a half with a Womanizer.
Yes.
Like, it's just
the 60-second orgasm. Mm-hmm. It's true. When I first heard that, like what, 8 years ago?
And I told you, too. It was less than 60 seconds.
Yeah. I was like, give me one of those. Let me check this out. And I swear to God, it was like probably 20 seconds for me, but I'm a pro. But it really works, these Womanizers with the air suction. And so this new blend by
Womanizer. I got to applaud this.
Actually, it has the air suction on this one that aligns right on top of the pleasure button. And then this curved tip goes inside and massages the G-spot at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing.
It's amazing they didn't call that the squirter.
That's what it should be called.
Yeah, I just like everything about that.
Do you enjoy that? Is that
a
fetish for you?
No, I wouldn't say it's a fetish. It's more of the first time it happened, I'm like, what? Like, I'm not going to mention her name. But we had to start, she goes, oh, I should have told you. I go, well, that would have been interesting had you mentioned it. We're good.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, let's do it again.
It's kind of neat. That was different.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that a fetish where it's a driving one, but definitely
but
super
interesting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You
man,
do.
Sure.
All you gotta do is lay down a towel.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
When you're a guy, we want feedback for our accomplishments. Like, we are such infant chimps. Like,
infant chimps.
Like, if we make you something happen for you, we're like, look what I did. Yeah. Look what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Everything literally goes behind that. We are infant chimps.
Yeah, especially squirting, because that does take some skill. It's not like anyone can learn how to. Supposedly about 1 in 10 women actually squirt.
I have a friend, a musician, who did what he would call studies.
Okay.
And he would tell you he has a 98% success rate. But, man, he was very specific about how you have to get into somebody's head.
Okay.
You have to really make them relax. They have to kind of think about something else, and then you got to take them there. But I'm telling you, this went on for years. We're good friends. Uh-huh. Years. And I believe him. He's one of the people in this life that when he tells you something, I go, holy cow, you've really, we had long talks about this. It wasn't even a fetish. I think it was a time-passing competition for him. If every girl he could get with, if he could make her do that.
I know guys like that, too. Yeah. They're just on, it's like a mission.
Yeah.
But it takes a very special technique that you wouldn't expect to achieve it. It's very quick, stroking, firm. It's G-spot.
Right.
But there's definitely, you have to,
No, there's emotion to
he's
it.
He's like, well,
no,
gotta be active.
Everybody who's ever been there knows, and she's got to be okay with
it.
Because it can be a tad aggressive, right?
Like, it does seem aggressive, but that's how you do it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have that. Until I was 40.
Right.
And I had been, you know, open and enjoying my sex life. And no one ever really tried or knew how. And then at 40, I dated someone that was into it.
Right.
And so he knocked it out of the park. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know anybody could do that.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, start getting into it. If somebody's going to start an IV, you're like, just stay hydrated, man.
Yeah.
Just stay hydrated.
Just stay hydrated.
We're doing this all day now. Like, have you seen the Motley Crue, the Dirt movie, by the way? The opening scene.
So.
Say no more. Just, I'm a huge Motley Crue fan, but the movie literally opens with that.
Mm-hmm.
With that situation,
really?
Swear to God.
Oh, my gosh.
So, if you get a chance to see that movie they made, the Netflix movie, The Dirt.
Okay.
About
the
Motley Crue, yeah.
Okay.
Just, even if you don't watch the whole thing, watch 5 minutes. You'll laugh.
Just watch the first five.
You'll laugh out loud, man.
Okay. All right.
I have to say, if anybody's on the fence with the womanizer, because we've had people tell, I was thinking about getting it. I bought it. Somebody bought it forever. Go this route. That womanizer blend is the best of all of those worlds.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's real.
It's real smart.
Hold on. Brandon has a question here. Brandon, you may have put your headphones on. Brandon, what's your question?
Hey, I'm about to pull the trigger on that G-Spot womanizer. I wanted to know what the promo code was again.
The promo code is Johnny Dare, but Black Friday is 25% off. So does he have to wait till Friday?
No, right now. Okay. The sale is on, and it's already marked down, but add the code Johnny Dare, and you'll get an extra discount.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I was going to pull the trigger, but I saw it was on sale, so I need to... I need to get on that.
Yeah, promo you can pull that trigger.
Gets even more off. Johnny Dare, JohnnyDare will get you more. TickleKitty.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In the studio with us, Miss Doc Sadie Allison. I give you two surnames here, but... How long have you been a doc, Sadie?
About 20 years. I doctorate in human sexuality. When I started writing books, and I was out promoting, and I was like teaching and doing seminars, and I was like, you know, let me further my education. I mean, I already knew more than most people I ever spoke to.
Sure.
But I wanted to become credentialed, and so I learned a lot in human sexuality at the university, and it's been a great ride. It's been so fun to watch how... everything has changed over the years, and mostly how women and men have opened up more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many people, since social media came around, too.
Right.
So people were able to, like, identify with each other and there's a lot more conversation. And so people are much more open to their sexuality now.
Well, I think porn has had good and bad, right? I think it's been good and bad for people to overdo it, or it gets too weird. It can be a negative. But I think it also normalized what you're going to see. People weren't wondering about it anymore. You could actually look and go, so others do this too. It's completely okay.
Right.
It's okay to be turned on by something. It's okay to find, hey, you, that one. He's discovered, Buddy's discovered Doc Sadie now, and she was petting him. And now when she's going to talk, he's over there like whining because he wants more love. Hey, you.
Aw.
Yeah.
It's good to be loved.
He's incorrigible. But that became, I think, especially for women, I think it became okay. I think sexuality for women became okay. I think OnlyFans has shown women they can have their own sexual power.
Right.
That's the other thing. If it's incredible to me as I've grown through life, as you become from, you know, teenage boy who just wants sex, you get a little older, you watch and you go, the power a woman has sexually is immense. They're not being, in my head, I'm like, man, you run everything. Like, every guy I know... ultimately, no matter what kind of front they want to put up, whatever kind of wall they want to put up, is so into a woman, is so in need of that affection, right? That ultimately, girls are running everything. Like, that really is true. And there's definitely a, whatever you want to call it, patriarchy and all that, but I've never seen anything more powerful than a girl putting the dirty on a guy to throw away his whole life and follow it, man. I have a buddy who was married, and literally, he had just gotten almost $2 million in stocks.
Okay.
His company got sold, right?
All right.
He had all this money. Then he met this other broad who did some dirty stuff. He couldn't run fast enough to toss that money out the window. Like, I watched it firsthand. I was like, wow, you didn't even try cheating. he just went right out the door, man. But that's real. I mean, men are far more sexual, I think, than women are. You know, the need and the desires is much stronger.
It's more out there. However, a lot of women are just as horny and have the need and sexual desires and are coming out more and more with it, too. We've just been a little more repressed about it. And guys, it's always like normal and cool for guys, you know. But for women now women are reclaiming their sexuality and owning it.
Well, that's always been the thing, right? If a guy gets it, he's a stud, he's a baller. And a girl's a dirty whore, right?
You're a hooch.
Yeah. But not not anymore.
No, it's never been true. Like, I've never been a guy who wanted a virgin. Like, that seems the worst thing in the world to me. I don't want that responsibility.
Mm-mm.
I don't want that.
The inexperience of it isn't a turn on for me.
Not at all. No. Yeah. And I'm not one of those guys, like, if I get with a new girl and she knows something cool, I don't wonder where she got it. I think, that's awesome. Like,
look what you brought.
That's really great.
Yeah, who taught you that?
Yeah, that's real, man. It's, again, it is more powerful to be a woman and your sexuality than I think anything. I mean, that really is. Think about it. Every great war was started over a girl. Like, all the romance, all the you know, the songs written, it's always from that point of view, isn't it?
Yep.
No, it's,
yeah,
it's,
you're right.
What are the sirens luring the ship to the rocks? It's always,
we do
there.
Have that power.
No, but it's true, man. And that's what I mean about you harnessing this, Doc, with sex toys, with talking about it, with the books, with the discussion, with normalizing it. It's super important.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think the best is when two people can come together and really be open and communicative and talk about their sex lives, about what you like, what you don't like, and even provide gentle, thoughtful guidance in the bedroom.
Right.
In a respectful way.
Well, isn't that
because so many people don't communicate, even though they have a good relationship. When it comes to the bedroom, a lot of people stay quiet and they just kind of take what they're getting, but they would really like it a little different, or I wish he would just go a little gentler when he touches me. So women are now speaking up more and saying, hey, would you be able to, I love it when you do this. If you can just scoot to the left like a centimeter, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
Honey.
Well, and that's what guys don't get. Like, we're just touch it. Just touch it.
Yeah, just touch
it. Right?
Anything.
It doesn't matter. Just touch it. But girls, it is. It's a much finer point. And
it
if
is.
A girl shows you that she enjoys what you're doing, that means keep doing what you're doing. Not bear down on it. Not go harder, faster.
Like, yes.
And it took me, you know, get out of my teenage years to learn that.
You know what a really good technique is to be able to kind of learn what your partner wants when it comes to touching and pleasure is to do mutual masturbation. So you're basically only using your hands and you're touching each other at the same time. So that's when you can really pay attention to what they like. And then you do it to yourself in front of each other and you can see their techniques. That's what I tell women when they're like, well, how do you give a good hand job?
That's when I finish. Second she goes into that, I'm like,
like, if you want to know how he wants to be touched with your hands, ask him to touch himself in front of you. And almost any guy would love to have a woman watch him touch his junk. That's how, and you watch it and you go, oh, he likes it like that, or he does the twisty at the top, or oh, that's faster than I thought. So really, it's so easy if you just talk about it, have fun. It's okay if you laugh and tell jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be fun and
pleasurable. It might have been you that said this, that most of the sex is between your ears.
For women,
yeah.
Our brain is our biggest sex organ. You turn us on upstairs mentally and go slow and communicate with us and focus on just her pleasure to start, you'll get it back tenfold.
Sure, man. I mean, and again, and repeat business.
Exactly.
You know, like, hey, man, that's what you try to talk to a guy and go, hey, man, if you're really good at this, don't go for the one and done, man. Don't just get yours and run off.
Yeah.
Like, you got to, it's the old bull, young bull discussion, right? Right? Like, let's run down the hill and F1. Let's walk down and F them all. Like, take your time.
Right.
You know?
Right. And remember that women can have multiple orgasms easily because we go through a refractory period. Men do. When you guys finish, you're done.
I call that the terrible honesty period.
There it is.
Yeah.
And that's when sex toys come in perfectly because she's still going. She just got warmed up with her first orgasm. She's ready to go now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're just finishing, that's when these sex toys can come in real handy because you can still have fun with her even though down below you're taking a rest.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No, and also, it keeps you from asking questions that you'll tell the truth to. Never. If you start getting asked questions after you have an orgasm as a guy, you'll tell the truth. It's a terrible, terrible vulnerability.
Truth serum.
It really is. That refractory period, you're like, dude, you'll start giving up real truth, man.
Okay.
You don't want to. You know this. Don't pretend you don't know anything.
Like
you know every
lasso.
Bit of it, Doc.
Now.
The week is Thanksgiving. And what would it be sitting around a table? How would you survive it if you didn't know you couldn't go home and masturbate? It's
That's great. Great Thanksgiving cheer.
That's right. That's true, man. Yeah. If I could just get through this, I can go home and masturbate. It'll be fine. I'll be fine.
I can do anything.
Dude. And I'll tell you, we were talking about how much better the world is for girls and sex toys. Dr. Sadie Allison is with us, TickleKitty.com. We're going to get into everything. We've got a whole bunch more toys to talk about, stuff to give away for you guys, stuff to do Adult Toy Prices Right. Jacoby, in just a few minutes. Now, have you heard from Jacob?
I haven't heard from him yet. I just texted the manager, so I'm going to see where we are.
All right, listen, let me know. Just wave at me. Until then, we were talking off air about how much, look, there's good toys for guys, definitely.
Yes.
But the entire industry knows the more you do with women, the more you make them happy, the more pleasure you give, the better it is for a guy. You have to invest in your future. You have to think about it. Mm-hmm. Like put the $10 in the bank, stop spending it, right? Because it's going to turn into 100.
Yes, it's an investment.
It is. And if you can make a woman orgasm, you can make her feel good, you can make her feel good about sex and about herself and about orgasms, hey, guess who the beneficiary is?
Yeah, guess who the hero is?
Yeah.
It's you.
It's right. Always coming back to you. This is the same thing. I've had this discussion with everything in life. You know, you'll be on a show with radio guys, right? Mm-hmm. They'll freak out because a comedian comes on and he's funnier, he's sharper, he's getting more laughs, whatever. And I'm like, you don't get it, dude. You're the one getting the credit, the name on the show. You want the comedian is the vibrator. Like, that's the show.
You
like,
need the guy to have on. Yeah. And the vibrators are just bedroom accessories.
That's all.
They're it's like your power tools. You get, you know, if you need to go, you need to go fix something, you get your tool case, you go like, so these are things that are for romance, relationships, bedroom play. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to use them all the time.
My dad would say, work smart, not hard, kid.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, but you're right. The right tool for the job. And if your job is to give her an orgasm and that's what you're looking for, these are the toys. What's the next one? The G-curved hand vibe. The curved G hand vibe. So I assume that's for a girl and it goes in between your fingers and then you hold, let me see
this
thing.
Yes, it's actually for anyone's hand.
Wow, I did not expect that from...
Oh, no. You see this deal? So it fits between your fingers. There's a little flange on the top. Mm-hmm. And then this is going to do the business. Like,
So that's a G-spot toy. And if you noticed, it's the curve and the petite size.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you've never found your G-spot, this curved G-spot hand vibe, you'll find it.
Yeah, the treasure
hunt's
over.
Because it's the right length and it's the right curve.
I hate to bring it right back to the whole female ejaculation thing, but I feel like you could go three fingers on this one you could get kind of serious about that business right there.
You're thinking ahead.
Yeah.
And I'm visualizing it.
See, right?
I'm going back to my hotel room after that.
Right?
I'll take that one back with me today.
That's solid.
Yeah,
isn't
it is.
That nice?
Because it's the size of your hand. It's not actually that big at all. Easy to hide.
And what's great is that it's curved, right? So it sits right between your fingers. So you're not holding it. It's holding itself on your hand.
It's like
so you can use it on yourself or your partner can use it on you.
Sure.
Way.
What are those things called when you put it on your phone? You know what I'm talking about? The accessory? That's kind of what it reminds me of.
Circle holder that you stick on the back.
Kind of reminds me of that look.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. No, that way you're not, again, I've seen the fumblings happen, especially when the lube gets broken out. Like, things start slipping in people's hands. You're like, I can't get this thing.
That's
you know what that reminds me of? The Black & Decker hand sanders.
But imagine in the best way. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, and something else needs to be said. When you come in here, and God love you for doing that, sure, we can look online. We can go into stores. You see things. You never know. Is that going to be worth it? Mm-hmm. Is that worth a damn at all?
That's the other thing is you never know. You can look at Amazon. You can look at any website, even Tickle Kitty. But you really discussing it and having if anybody has a question about anything they want to know. But by the way, Jake, until Jacoby calls, we can take calls. 913-586-7989. 913-586-7989. And I mean any sex question.
Any question. And I'm glad you had brought that up because the toys that I always bring to you guys, I like to choose the best of the best.
Yeah.
Because you guys are the best radio show to talk about sex toys on. You guys know your stuff. It's fun. It's engaging, educational. So I make sure I have a variety for men, for women, for couples, and I choose the best of the best. And I have thousands and thousands to choose from.
Well, that's one thing, especially about TickleKitty.com. When you go there, you know none of it is, for lack of a better term, junk. There's definitely websites out there you can look at and you go, that's not going to work out. That's not going to work. It's not even going to work when I get here, or if it's going to work for 10 seconds. Like, all your stuff is always high-end providers, always. Whoever the manufacturers are, these are meant to last a long, long time.
Right.
You can shop the Temu of vibrators and dildos. I would not do that. I'd go straight to you.
Don't go cheap on tattoos, brain surgery, or masturbating.
There it is. For real.
You want it to last, right?
Yeah,
I pick out every toy on the website.
That the curved G hand vibe, that feels like a winner.
By the way, it's so nice in the hand.
Yeah,
I was
getting
a hand massage while I was at it, holding it.
You know what I thought of? Nice. I know girls who, if they had a long drive, that used to be their thing. Mm-hmm. Like, they used to, and I don't, as a guy, that doesn't seem like it would work out. But girls, yeah, did you know this phenomenon? Like, girls who have a long commute would have little toys like that because it makes the commute a little easier.
Got to be careful when you're driving.
Sure,
as long as you can keep your eyes on the road, it's okay.
Right.
Yeah, something to do.
Yeah, because I can tell you, as a guy who's a big fan of what we used to call a road mm-hmm. hug, you know?
Road hug. Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't heard that. That's fun. And, that's fun. Road hug.
You got to be careful because you're suddenly doing 85, 90 miles an hour and your eyes are almost closed. Like, hey, man, you better pay attention to this.
Why did you speed up right there?
Yeah. And I will tell you, a couple times when I was younger, crazier people where you're like looking through the armpit, you're like, this is a bad idea right now. What's happening is definitely a bad idea. But, you know, listen, we all want what we want when we want it, right? And all these websites, all these are available at TickleKitty.com, TickleKitty.com. Let's.
And we got the Black Friday sales on now. Everything's 25% off that you're hearing today. And
every one of these has already been discounted.
Yes.
So now you say Johnny Dare and the bonus code, and there's an additional percentage off. So let's talk about the next one. This one, the Overdrive Thrusting Sex Machine.
Whew.
This one looks like Excalibur.
I was thinking the power of Grayskull.
That's the power of Grayskull, is right. I'll fight you with that.
I know.
I'm going to let you push the button and take a look. So this Cal Exotic Overdrive.
So it's silicone, and it's got it's a blue, like a dildo, right? And it's got ridges on the top and a penis, but then at the bottom, where the base would be, you can see there's extra material here.
Like an accordion.
Right. Uh-huh. So, top or bottom button?
At the bottom.
All right, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that extends a solid.
Holy hell.
I have the bone.
There's literally no one in this room that doesn't want one of these already. Did you bring five of these? Because there's going to be a sword fight.
That's hilarious and wonderful all at the same time.
Yeah, that toy's a lot. So it's not necessarily for a beginner.
Right.
You have to check it out on the website. It's called the Overdrive. Uh-huh. But it's a sex machine that has a handle. Vibrates with all the settings, of course.
And then
it thrusts for you. Like,
that is so funny.
It's dirty, is what it is. In the best ways.
Yes.
Like I don't care who you are. Like, this is... So that's the... And then this is... Oh, then it's got a vibrator, too.
of course it does.
And it's interchangeable, so you can turn the vibration off if you don't want
it. Right. And then if I turn this guy off, the bottom, this is the vibrator. So then...
Yep.
And then if you go back to the...
You hear it.
It's firing up, totally.
I mean, there's this... Do you have a certain thrusting speed, Nick?
There, I like to keep it at a certain speed, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a lower to middle...
He's pointing it right at me.
I know. I'm so unfazed at this point.
This is what it looks like to be an unborn child right here.
You know what I thought of, jokes aside?
Don't go to prison, kids. Don't go to prison.
If you had carpal tunnel or some other, issue that you're dealing with, that's actually terrific. It does it for you.
Right.
That's impressive.
That's what's
Jay.
Fun about these kind of toys, like the Overdrive, is it's something that you can use on your partner, and that takes that's a lot of extra excitement for the woman to have someone else controlling
a visual for
that
you.
Pleasure.
Are you kidding me? Put that in my bag. that's for fun. I got a hotel going on here in a couple days in New York City, man. I got to pack something.
You do.
Little side note. So when I first met my girl, she hadn't traveled a lot and certainly didn't carry around a lot of sex toys. By the way, if you're her mom or dad, stop listening right now. The first time it happened at TSA, they're like, what's in the bag? And she brought shenanigans. And of course, they're like, she turns red. We've taken enough trips now. that poor kid will go, what's in the bag? And she's like, dildos. Zunk, punk. And like it just all hits the deck. And they're just like, oh, they don't even want to talk about it anymore. But she learned if you act shy, they go forward. If you just go, this is what it is.
Yeah, like, that's funny. I know. I've been traveling with sex toys for over 20 years. And one time I brought a male masturbator that looked like a vagina.
Yep.
And it was like, you know, about this big. And they took my bag to the side. The guy didn't know what it was, and he like put on gloves and he lifted it out of my bag and took one of those little swatches to do the little security check. Yeah. I'm like, it's just a fake vagina, but go ahead.
No, it is the bomb, like, not
what is
a bomb.
This jiggly thing.
You're having to explain it to him. Going, here's the deal. You can either drag out or not.
Hey, this guy, Cat Brian, has a question. Brian, you have a question for Dr. Sadie?
Yeah, brother. Hey. I had a quick question
for
her. I've been dating this girl for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months now. And we've experimented, you know, but really haven't introduced any toys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of curious, like, what would be a good starter toy to kind of introduce into this?
So a starter toy, I really, for someone that's just starting off, would you want something that you use together or something that's just for her? To start.
I'll probably start out something just for her.
I would go to ticklekitty.com and take a look at the Liberty 2. It's by Womanizer. So this is the one that is used topically. It's for her pleasure button. And this
Buddy the dog just said yes, it's for
her pleasure button. And it has a gentle air suction.
Oh.
And typically gives women an orgasm in 60 seconds or less.
If she's never, she's had no experience with a sex toy or just with you?
I don't know if she has or not. We haven't gotten to that point just yet. So that's why I was kind of like, well, I'd like them to do something, you know, not too freaky, but, you know, just kind of slowly move into that,
you know,
to that little direction.
Well, dude, that's the one, because that's all external. It looks very nice. There's no balls or veins on it. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't look aggressive.
It's not intimidating.
Yeah, it's just
I'm not
going to
walk in there and she's going to run away or nothing.
No. Yeah, you want to start off with something simple, used topically for her clitoris, and that will get her there. So that'll be a great start to kind of start the journey of building your sex toy collection.
The womanizer one, like that is, I'm telling you, she's going to come back cross-eyed.
You look thoughtful and generous, too.
Slip covers, my friend.
Great.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'll be headed to that website relatively quickly then.
It'll flood the basement.
Don't forget to use the code Johnny Dare for an extra discount.
And that one is
right
called
out.
The Liberty?
Yes, it's by Womanizer. Yeah. And there's the Liberty model is what I would recommend.
Hey.
Right on. Thank you so much, Dr. Sadie. I greatly appreciate it.
Have fun.
Listen to these. The Wild Rose Lick and Thrust. The Come Together Vibrating Vulva Grinding Pad. I didn't even know a vulva grinding pad was available.
I know. That's why I brought it to show you. I'm like, I hope he hasn't seen one of these.
Dude, it's amazing because, well, and that's the thing. I didn't know until I got older, and dude, this is where porn comes in, that girls were prone to, because they didn't have sex toys when they were kids, pillow riding. Like, but it did occur to me that when I was a kid, I think I told you this story, I had some parents' friends who were hippies. And so they were raising their kids very no shame, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I was raised with shame, a lot of it, and four brothers. And I remember being like 7 or 8, maybe 9 years old, and they had a younger daughter, but she was riding that couch in the living room like no tomorrow, but nobody's discussing it. Like everybody's looking, and my mom's giving me that look like, don't you say a goddamn word. Like, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I know what's happening right now. I don't, but I do, but I kind of don't, but we're not supposed to put our feet on the furniture.
Right. It's one of the most common ways young girls learn how to self-pleasure.
Yeah.
They don't realize it's masturbation, but it's a natural, healthy act. And it's from rubbing on a blanket when you were a little girl in your bed.
Right.
Or up against something. Yeah.
So that's where this comes in. Finally, they went pro with it. The vibrating vulva grinding pad. We're going to talk about all of it. The Love Sense app controlled air suction, the Hello Touch nipples Pro Flow penis pump with water chamber.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, looks at the very least, this works on so many levels. The first thing I thought of was like, my God, she'll finally think it's clean enough. Like, you know?
There's no argument. Like,
you know? And again, we'll get into all of it. Stay right there, guys. Now, Doc Sadie Ellison, I think she took a quick bathroom break, but she's coming back. We're going to divide up this stuff now. Listen, I'm thinking of one thing. I mean, what do you want to take?
Guess who's out, Greg? You.
Listen, Greg, you haven't done anything for us today, so you get the last pick. Yeah.
Wow.
What do you want?
I've been
the womanizer blend.
I've been gifted.
Or the chubby. Come on, pick one.
You guys go, and I'll seriously
you
take what's
pick
left.
One. You're up first.
Oh, weren't we gifting Leaf?
Leaf was getting the womanizer blend. Okay, was going to be it. Okay. Yes, yes.
See, I'm a Christian.
You are.
I wouldn't steal from others.
You're right. You're right.
This
you're
vagina right. is on the up and up.
All right. Let's see about the vulva grinding pad when Doc comes back in. Dr. Sadie Allison.
That looks kind of impressive. I got to tell you, the Tammy
you
couple's
need to clean
ring.
Your wiener.
Johnny, I think if you're ever going to go the route of the ring.
I don't want to put it on. I'll be honest.
She'll help you put it on.
Who, Doc?
No. Sass. That's a everybody wins.
We were just dividing up the booty already on that.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. I was like, listen, my Doc Sadie's out of the room. Let's go ahead and just divide this up right now.
Where did all my toys go?
You, but Doc Sadie is with us. She's flown in from San Francisco, TickleKitty.com, internationally acclaimed website for sex toys. And she's been a sex therapist before I met you.
Yeah.
And wildly successful with your TickleKitty.com and of course, the Go Love CBD.
Yeah.
I have friends who lose their goddamn minds. I told you.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe. Jesus.
He just said I'm out four times already.
I'll
he has money.
Some.
He has money, for God's sake.
That's the one thing you said all morning
oh,
to
dude.
Me.
He's tore up. Dude, I got a neighbor, my Jim, you know who you are, neighbor Jim at the land, the dirty bastard. He's like, dude, his girl went, she lost her mind.
The Go Love CBD lube? Yeah.
Lost her mind. She's a little older, and it was really important for them. And then plus mm-hmm. the CBD part, like she was like, this is incredible.
You know, when you hit middle age, like I am, women, mm-hmm. your body, you know, everybody's aging. Things happen. Testosterone drops for men. But for women, bodies, I know, our bodies stop producing enough lubrication mm-hmm. down there. And so we need to supplement it with a little something that helps make it more comfortable mm-hmm. because the tissue and the skin gets thinner. We get dryness.
Right.
So
there's no reason for that.
This is not sexy.
The goat. But you know what? Women can become sexy again
right.
if they have the right kind of products, and it's okay to use. And the CBD helps with any discomfort.
Lube
it helps
is your friend, man.
Yeah.
Lube is your friend. Lots of it.
Yeah.
Like
treat yourself.
For real. That's the one time I'm like, I don't care what's on the sheets at the hotel. I'm like, I don't care if you come in here and it looks like someone's eating a whole bucket of fried chicken. Mm. Doesn't matter to me.
fact.
You know, come on, you know, you're like, wow, that's going to take a couple washes to come out.
And the Go Love CBD is on the other website, golovecbd.com, and it is also 25% off for Black Friday.
Yes. Which is on sale now, you said. It's already started.
Yep, it's on sale right now. And use the code Johnny Dare for an extra discount.
Hold on. What does Bobby want? Let me talk to Bobby here. Bobby, what is it you need and you want to talk to about? What is your wife?
Yeah, my wife. Good morning, y'all. Thank y'all for taking me.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, lovely talking to you. So my wife is super into nipple play, like to the point she calls them boobgasms.
Really? Oh, we've got the perfect product.
I met a girl who, her big thing was her nipples. Like, nipples are just, for most women, I think they're okay. They're nice. Like, they like them. They're okay. But I knew a girl, like, that was her...
Her thing.
Her,
finale? There's a lot of nipple enthusiasts, we'll call it.
Yeah. No, my friend Jeff, they have a lot of nipple clamps. And then my buddy Jeff, he got one stuck, a cheap one once.
Ooh.
It was awful.
Yeah, we actually just recently got her nipples pierced, and she's, like, again, she's massively into boob play. And boob play, nipple play, you know, that, and a couple other things. But we have your womanizer. It is absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And, no, it's glorious.
You put it on, and you put it on her nipple? Product. I never even thought of that. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we've put it on her nipple before, but that wasn't the thing where I was actually going with that. Her putting it where it's supposed to go is like rock star awesome thing.
Yeah.
So
check this out. Check this out, though, because Doc actually has something fantastic for this.
Yep.
Love to hear it.
The Hello Touch nipple and clitoris vibe. It looks like a giant pair of earbuds.
It looks just like AirPods.
Yeah.
It's got that. It's a cute lavender little case.
And
the button's on the bottom. So just hold it in for a few seconds to turn it on. And now click it to go through all the different speeds. And it's
so
super powerful.
This is for there's two of them in there. So one's for your nipple, one's for your vagina, one for each nipple, both for a vagina. It doesn't matter. Like, listen to that. Holy
cow.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. It's solid. It's tiny. You can use it on nipples or the clitoris.
Holy hell, man. That thing is like
Isn't
that's
that great?
A great one. That's a strong one. Like,
and you know what? Men love vibration too on the nipples. Oh, you do, Kyle? Oh.
Stop talking.
Oh, it lights up at the end too, in case you're in the dark.
Now I know that you like nipple play.
Hey, why not? Hey,
no, I'm not shaming him.
No,
I don't judge
him in this room.
Like, I'm okay with you wanting it. I'm just
an erogenous zone for a lot of people.
I'm gonna flick your nipples from now till the end of time. I call that the busy signal.
That is incredible.
On the website, wow, that looks actually like the perfect thing.
The Hello Touch, yeah, it's perfect for
nipples. Yeah, it looks amazing.
And that's way more important. Like when you lose your earbuds, do you have a case?
Dude, this thing, just you set it on the ground, like it's like feel this, like this.
Isn't that solid? It's
oh my
awesome.
Gosh,
it's a powerful vibrator.
That'll cross your eyes.
Ooh, but it won't scuff your dance floor. That's what I like about
right,
it.
That's right.
It's totally friendly and round and soft.
Hold on, let me see that back for a minute here.
Okay,
here you go, nipples.
That is strong.
Give it a try.
Well, that'll work.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I think we figured out who's taking that one.
Now
any spot, like spot work you want
to
do?
Yeah, spot work.
Spot
totally.
Work.
Spot work. That's great. And it's waterproof.
All
so
I'm
have
picture.
Fun in the shower, in the tub.
Is him playing with his own nipples now. That's all that's all I'm going to see is just him super happy
here.
Just playing with them.
Whatever. Don't be jealous.
Yeah. These are fantastic, though. It's a couple of them.
Yes, it looks just like a set of AirPods.
Yeah, that safety case, so you don't lose them.
See,
yeah, that's precious.
And I think for women, too, it's important that it's not an embarrassing look.
Oh, you'd have no idea that that's anything
that's
like
totally
that.
That's totally inconsistent. And it recharges just like AirPods do. Like, after you use it, you put it back in the case, and the case is charged, it'll charge them for
every
you.
Vibrator, dildo, sex toy in the world should come with its own case. You have to put it back into it that recharges it. Because I can tell you, I am personally sick of someone forgetting to charge.
Or which cord?
It starts in, right?
Listen to him, he goes, ah.
Bobby
knows. Bobby knows.
You're killing me. And then we have to have that talk, like, put your tools back. Like hey. Come on, man. It's your, if you want me, but one of us has to commit to decharging.
I have had to reassess, and now when you go to clean them, you also go to plug them in.
Yep.
Just so I don't have that sad, sad moment.
That's true. That's 100% true.
Bobby,
man, this is for you. I'm telling you, the Hello Touch nipple and clitoris vibe is 100% what you need.
I'm literally putting the order in right now. the extra code was Johnny Dare.
That's right.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Bobby.
Enjoy that.
Stay right there, man. Enjoy your holidays, my friend. I never knew you were a nipple boy.
Yeah, down again.
Okay, I know what to bring next
time. I'm not against it. I'm just saying, wow, that's...
It just had naturally come up in conversation.
Like spot work in general, like, that's
spot
awesome.
Spot work?
I feel like I'm getting shorted. Like, mine are just there. You know? I'm like...
You're not into nipple play, Johnny?
I'm not against it. I'm just, I don't get any special super play out of it, no. Of course, I pierced mine a long time ago, so I may have killed it.
Oh,
it might be dead inside of the ring.
That must
affect
the nerve endings.
Yeah, but well, piercings though. But I know girls who like you want to lose your mind. You touch one of those little doodads to a girl with a barbell through her clitoris, like it's just a straight metal rod right through, and it goes like
it's
all
like
fireworks.
A big nerve ending going up into your body. Yeah,
yeah. So
just thinking about the math on that, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm not a giant fan visually of a lot of piercings on the vagina. And that's just my preference because it's such a sweet place. I'm like, come on,
that's a sweet place.
It is. It's a really nice place. I'm like,
place.
Yeah, right. So again, if that's your jam, pierce away. I don't care if you got everything, but I have friends who also have it. Are you ever into that, guys with piercings, like downstairs?
I haven't experienced that actually.
Moose, our buddy, had the frenulum. That's like your Achilles tendon on your wiener. Keeps the head from flopping straight up.
It's another orgasm spot for a lot of men. It's basically on the underside of the tip.
That's the sweet spot.
Yeah, like the helmet of the tip and where the two edges come to a little point on the base of the penis at the top.
Yep, he had a ring in there. A heavy gauge ring through there. And then I had another friend with a Prince Albert, which is through the urethra and out the bottom.
Ouch.
That's he ain't never done nothing wrong to me.
But you know, for each their own, you know, there's so much out there, and as long as it brings you pleasure, it's okay.
Tell me this, because I've seen this modification. People are into body mods now, and you'll see all the facial piercings, but there is a segment of society I was reading about that do the same thing on their penis, but they're having small like pearls or like ball bearings inserted under their skin on their penis. But can you really feel that?
I think, I don't know.
See, to me, I'm like, I've heard we're pretty of that, sensitive, but I'm like, that seems also seem princess like, in the pee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's the idea more so than you physically could feel it.
Because all of the nerve endings are at the top.
Right.
And is that where they're putting the ball bearings?
They are. But it's I don't know.
I wouldn't mess with it. Like, if something goes wrong and you mess up your nerve ending system, be careful with that.
I don't want somebody with the shakes coming at that.
Not to mention, almost all this stuff is done at a piercist. And that, I'm not saying the piercists aren't professional and they don't know what they're doing, but that's an awful lot to trust somebody I just met, you know, at a place that's just called the Back Alley Tattoos or whatever. Mm-hmm. So
it's risky.
Yeah.
It's with such a special tool.
But that's our sexuality, right? Like, we want to be different. We want to look for new things. And the further you go, the further you want to go. That's the other thing I've always noticed sexually. Like, if you want to have an orgasm, then you want to have two orgasms. You want to explore it a little more mentally because it goes pretty deep, right? Mm-hmm. Like, your sexuality, I mean, it goes your whole life. The farther you push, the better it can be.
And there's so much to explore. So much.
Is there anything you haven't done that you're like, I think I still want to try this?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It was a morning show DJ, wasn't it? That's what it was.
You know? Yeah. Morning show DJ.
You're not going to admit to anything. Yeah. She's not admitting to anything.
I'll plead the fifth and go with that one.
I mean, every guy in the world wants to pull a three-way. Every guy wants to, you know, it's always the guys, you always want what you can't have. It's always going to be about anal. It's going to be about a certain thing. Or you have a true fetish, which is, you know, and that's the thing I've tried to read about because I'm curious because it always strikes me as odd. Like, when someone loves a foot, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's such, to me, a non-sexual organ. I don't care one way or another.
Yeah.
But when it's the only thing that can get you off, like, that's your thing. Fetishes, from what I've read, are formed somewhere in your development. Something happens. But it just happens to coincide with some sexual development.
Mm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's – so what, you rubbed somebody's foot or somebody rubbed your foot when it just happened to be that period when your brain was in that development?
Could be, or somewhere along the way something turned you on. You know, so it's just, it's one of those mysteries for a lot of people. Like, I don't know why I like it. I just love it.
Yeah.
And I actually just saw a toy the other day of a silicone foot.
Yes, I've seen it.
That has a hole in the
middle.
Bottom.
And you go,
for the foot fetish man. So he's basically doing a foot.
God bless you.
Right.
But, my God, if my dad would have died and I'd have found the two, again, I wouldn't have thought he was a bad person, but I'd be like, Jesus Christ, I didn't know. I didn't even know dad had a poke it between the arches and, like, just drop the hammer. I'm like, these little piggies went to, the dirty bookstore.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, whatever gets you off, who cares?
It's not bad.
But I'm so thankful nothing weird popped up in my world, like, that's hard to find. Like, you know, I mean, listen, all kidding aside, like, thank God I didn't grow up and I'm like, poop, that's my jam. Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's, and again, if it's your thing, I'm not shaming you, go find it, but it ain't easy, right?
Yeah. Do you have a thing?
No. No,
nothing out of the ordinary, just kind of traditional.
I'm such a basic deviant. I really am. I'm your basic degenerate. I want some dirty talk. You try to talk a girl into a three-way. It's your basic stuff. You know what I mean? You're like, you dig a girl who can, you know, masturbate in front of you or use a vibrator, do whatever. But it's, to me, I feel like that's what guy doesn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think there's anything super over the top. I'm definitely not letting a girl tie me up.
You should never let that happen. I said to your friend every time.
I know my personality. And I've done things.
I know, like, your personality. Don't ever let
my girlfriend's happen. Very sweet, but that would be the moment maybe it all clicks and she's like, you know what? It's payback time.
It will happen.
No, tell me again how it's going to get. It's going to feel fine in a minute. Just let it happen.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm never letting any girl tie me up. I've said too many things in my life.
A lot of trust.
Yeah.
That is fun, though, because that's where the mentality comes in of the trust and, like, knowing how you're absolutely vulnerable. So it's that excitement in itself.
You should not ever.
I was with a girl one time that I just met her, and her thing was getting slapped around, right? And it just wasn't my jam. Like, I'll smack a girl in the ass. Look, I'll pull your hair. Fine. But actually, like, open-handing you in the face, it's just not going to be my jam. It's just not for me. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. I equate it with anger. And so now I've lost my erection. These two things aren't going to survive together.
Yeah.
Like, I'm either all there in love, like, everything is great, I'm just crazy about you, or, you know, if I get to that place where I feel like I'm going to hit somebody, maybe we separate a little bit.
Mm.
But she got super mad, called me a pussy, and left my house. We had to lock the front door.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
Oh, my God.
That's a whole nother story. There was a band involved, and we were tour buses outside my house. And this girl, she wanted me to do it, and I was like, I can't. And she was really mad. And but then we're crying, we're laughing so hard as I walk her out. and she tried to get back in the house. And I had to lock my front door because she was so mad. I was like, man, you're about 2 seconds from getting what you wanted a minute ago.
In a different kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called cray-cray.
It's true, right? Crazy. And so it is, what, tell me this, what, do you run across many girls like that? There are, or even guys. When I was 18 or 19, I moved to L.A., and we didn't have any money, right? So we'd walk up and down the boulevard. I lived right off Hollywood Boulevard. But there was a place called The Dungeon you would see in the back of these rock magazines, and it always said free tours. So there's like four of us guys. They were all musicians. You have nothing to do. You're like, let's go there. So we walk down and we go to The Dungeon. It's off Hollywood Boulevard, and it's a place for dudes to get their asses kicked. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nobody in there except guys, right? And women, dominatrix. I didn't know what a dominatrix was. I hadn't seen anything. You want to talk about getting completely freaked out in about 5 minutes.
And you're free to work.
I'm just standing there. They literally showed us these rooms. And they open up the door. Like, because I don't think anybody ever showed up for a free tour before, right? Like, yeah, there's us four idiots. And we're like, show us the free tour. And then she's like, okay. She walks us through and you open the door. And there's a girl, like, in full leather gear, just whipping some boy's ass, just getting after it. And you're like, Jesus Christ, this is real.
Free tour was code, but you didn't know.
Yeah.
Probably.
Here's what I learned over the years. Powerful men, high up, with a lot of pressure, I think, in their day-to-day jobs, mm-hmm. want to get smacked around.
They're the ones that hire the dominatrixes. It's because they have so much power and responsibility mm-hmm. all day long. They want to be on the flip side and be the one that's vulnerable and have a dom kind of, you know, do their thing on them so that they're like, have no control. It's a balance thing.
It's real. Like, I mean, because we always used to go walk by it then and look at the cars. Always a nice car. Always a high-end car in that parking lot. Like, you'd see the guys walking out. They always white collar. You never saw a construction dude walking in with construction boots and a hard hat being like, slap me around, sweetie.
Yeah.
Like, that was not it. It was always some upper management turd just getting his ass knocked off. So, you've counseled a lot of couples.
Yep.
And you've canceled. Have you done that surrogacy thing, Doc, where not that you're involved, but you are there when they're having sex?
I have not done that. No.
Right. Because there are therapists that will do that. Like, this, try that.
Yeah. And there's surrogates that will actually interact with you and be physical with you from an educational standpoint. So you can actually hire somebody
that will teach
you hands-on, physically, how to do stuff. Yeah.
That's your girl's therapy.
Not your time. I'm just telling you, that's how I'm going to get a third girl involved in my situation, or a second girl involved in my situation. I'd be like, listen, it's school. I'm sorry, we're going to get a degree after this. It's going to be, this isn't dirty. This isn't weird. This is, don't you want to be educated? Come on. Don't you want to better yourself? Oh. Mm. Give me a number. Mm-hmm. I'll try to figure it out. Not for you. Doc, you never know if I'm serious or not, do you?
I do.
Do you?
You're joking all the time.
Really?
Am I? But you're serious about it all.
Right?
Yeah. Right? Am I right?
You do. See? Right there.
I think I know.
I love her. Dr. Sadie Allison is with us. What's the next? Let's talk about, he had a different version of this. He just had the rose. What's the wild rose lick and thrust vibe?
Okay, so let me just turn this on for you.
I have a sheet of
paper. So this is like the next level of, so I've brought the rose here before.
Yeah.
And it kind of just looked like a little rose bud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, this new wild rose has a thrusting component that's connected to it, along with clitoral tongue licker. Oh, thank you, Kyle, for the definition. He was just lapping his tongue for me.
What did you just do?
Yeah.
He's gulping water. What are you drinking over there?
Is that what women are looking for, that right there?
I don't know. Let me see you do it again.
do you make that noise to your girl?
He's doing bubbles in the bathtub.
I'm going to do that just to see if she laughs. I'm going to make really hard eye contact. But this is, it's a rose, and it's got, it would go against your clitoris, and then it's got a tongue.
Vibrates, and the tongue is... It's a lapping.
And that's pretty nice. Oh, and I've got that going. So that's the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got this smaller version, a much more realistic penis, right? And it's got like an inch thrust, maybe an 2-inch thrust on it.
Mm-hmm.
So this would go, obviously, wherever you want it. And then this would go on your clitoris.
Mm-hmm. Really fun. Yeah,
this is something guys can't do. I can't.
No one can do that. That's why that's here.
Rub my tummy and pat my head. I can't do it. Like, that's just too hard.
You don't have to.
It's this will do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, man.
That would be fun to use on your partner.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's what it says to me. Like that. What are you doing over there? Did he put that penis in his mouth?
No.
The best part of that one is the safety handle, so you don't end up in the ER.
That's true.
Yep.
Nothing.
Or you can just yank it out.
Nothing ever accidentally ends up in your butt. Okay.
Yeah, you do have to be careful. That's why there's a base at the bottom of butt plugs, so that because the muscle can suck something up inside.
I told you, I was a paramedic. I almost lost a thermometer. And it's not funny, but it is. I was a paramedic, and I had to go to an old folks' home, and this poor old lady was very sick, but she couldn't put the thermometer in her mouth. And the doctor had requested what was going on because they thought she was having a seizure. And so it's just part of your primary and secondary. You put a thermometer in your butt. And I looked away to grab my clipboard, and I went back, and I literally saw it going, and I caught that goddamn thing. This is before you had earwives. This was the old school glass thermometer.
Okay.
Like, this is in 91, 92.
With the mercury and the
tape. Yeah. You know what you can't tell an ER doc? I lost the thermometer in the old lady. I was like, shoop.
In the butt.
But that's when I realized your ass will eat something. So the point being, stop playing with your butt with the stuff that's not supposed to be in your butt. Like, put stuff in your butt that's supposed to be in your butt. Don't put if it doesn't have a flange on the back of it, a base.
Mm-hmm. Or a safety cord.
Hey, man, you're going to end up in the ER with a light bulb in your ass.
Nobody will believe you.
I've seen that, too.
He's right. Safety comes first.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop putting your kids' Legos in your butt. Like, stop it. Don't do it, man. Like, whatever it is. Like, just because it's handy doesn't mean it goes in there. Like, it's true. There is a safety component to sex toys.
Absolutely. Especially with the back door.
Have you known anybody that had to go get things removed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
I once put a handcuff on a girl, kidding, and there were no keys to it, and we had to go to the police station. that happened to me too.
That's fun.
Yeah,
that'd be fun to do, even if you had the keys.
Yeah,
I'm like, officer, can you please help us,
dude?
Careful, what now?
No, they looked at her like, "Is this okay?"
Yeah, was this consensual?
So, how about this thing? This might be for women and men: the ProFlow penis pump with water chamber. So, am I correct? And you fill it with water, and it's like a penis device that sucks, but also I had to put two fingers in there to get that thing to, and then you fill it with water.
You can take it and submerge it into water too. So this is the first one that's not only waterproof, but you can actually put it under the water. So if you're in the bathtub. Yeah, and it's got a ruler on the side, so you can watch your penis grow.
Does it lie to you? That's what I'm going to stay on the metric side. You're like 19 centimeters. By the way, 19 centimeters is like 8 inches.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody who wants to lie about their penis size, I assure you that if this is 8 inches,
mm-hmm.
All right, that's a lung puncher.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Like,
uh-huh.
Like. Yeah. There is a certain length that can become uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. You know, it's the old saying, at your cervix. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's fun because as far as like men's toys categories, you have penis rings.
Right.
And you have strokers, which I have a fun one today. And you have pumps. Those are like the main ones. And so this is one of the most modern, newest pumps that works really great. And I love that you can take it in the water because a lot of guys like to do that, you know, in the bathtub or the shower.
Can you imagine? I'm just trying to think about what my girl would think if she came back home and I was in a bathtub. She'd be like, what are you doing? Like, what's happened? Did you lose something in yourself? Like, I don't normally take a bath, right? Do a lot of guys you know take baths?
I know guys that take baths.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I just don't normal.
Yeah.
But I'm like, where would you use that? And but the other thing is, to your point, with the C-rings, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea is that what's happening, that C-ring holds the blood in your penis.
The C-rings do.
So this gets it going, then you put that gizmo on, and then you're...
Yeah, and see, in the pumps, what it does is it sucks so that you have blood flow going into your penis.
Right.
And up like 10%. Like, it really works. And then, of course, it goes down, but for a little while, you
this
have
this takes you back to about 15,
normal.
Does it?
But yeah, that's a good idea to put a C-ring on right when you take it out of the pump.
See, I'm an idea man.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to connect all these dots.
The ProFlow pump.
That is it.
Yeah, these are cool.
What about the, let's talk about the app-controlled air suction one. So this is this a womanizer, but you can control it with an app?
Yes. So this is called the Love Sense. And look how cute this is.
That is. It's like the size of our hand.
Right.
Pink and blue.
Which is
very
nice.
And if you put your thumb
right?
On the silicone tip, you can feel how nice that suction is. So this is app controlled if you want it to be.
Game changer. I will tell you, I never in a million years thought that was what was missing from sex toys, was the tiny, super fast ultra suction. And it absolutely was.
Otherwise, we all learned a lot.
I'd have been trying to imitate that thing from day one. I'd have been like, this is, but this is, I mean.
It's the closest thing to oral feeling in a sex toy.
Is that right?
Yes.
Because, I mean, obviously as a guy, I can only guess. Mm-hmm. Like in my, again, back like this over here, right? But this is, oral sex done properly should feel like this. Is that right?
Yeah, and it gives you an orgasm.
Oh, no, I've seen the, this is a hit the spot, don't move.
Mm-hmm. There
like,
you go.
I mean, that's how I knew it was super real. I was with my girl, and she was trying it, and I'm like, you know, I'm a guy, right? I'm doing stuff. And then she's like, no, back away.
Stop, back away.
And you just realize, like, you just put it on, and it's just done. Yeah. Eye rolling back, smoke coming out your ears, game changer, done, finisher.
Really good.
If she's not in the mood, tell her to put this on for 30 seconds mm-hmm. and ask her again.
Mm-hmm. Like, or maybe if you go too quick and she's got to, you know, obviously finish things out.
It's never happened.
Go to.
It's never
I'm not looking
to me.
At you and
it's
saying it to you. To I'm saying to the universe, if it happens,
yeah,
that's what brings it home. And
you want to go to round two? Yeah, mm-hmm. that's it. And by the way, there's also a good secret trick for guys. If you do finish quick, like say you finish and you're going to go for round two where you're really going to show your expertise, that's the in-between part like you talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, so, you're resting. She can continue on and then you join back in when
right?
you're nice and ready. Yeah. And it's really these kind of toys like this Love Sense and the Womanizer and these clitoral orgasm toys, they're really nice because you can just relax and you set it where it goes. And then it does everything for you. So you're not like moving around. You're not having to like figure stuff out. It's just right. real simple, straightforward, and it works.
See how girls explain it so much better than like you and I? He's over here going, blah, 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 and I'm like, I'm washing your D in it. Yeah, yeah. Like, we would have made great sex therapists.
Of course,
we really would have. To your credit, my buddy Pinball Jeff, what did he text me a minute ago? The days Dr. Sadie's on air, I sit at my desk and listen because she's interesting. But also, if I stand up, I'll get a call from HR. So,
yep.
So, that's my buddy Jeff right there.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jeff.
He again, these toys are all available at TickleKitty.com. TickleKitty.com. And there's a Black Friday discount. Everything you heard us talk about. The Chubby Rotating Rabbit, which, by the way, fantastic. Tammy's Couples Orgasm Ring. The Noiseless Womanizer Vibe. The Womanizer Blend, which is the game changer of the year. They've got strokers for men, the curved G-hand vibe, the overdrive thrusting sex machine. That's just dirty. The Wild Rose, you've got that, but not with the extension
right.
on it, right?
Rose is awesome.
Of course, the Kyle special, the Hello Nipple Toucher. You just, who knew?
It's interesting.
Play with your nipples, boy.
Yeah, well.
You, the vibrating vulva grinding pad. Let's end on that one. Show me that. What is it? Holy.
Okay, so take that.
That looks like. No sex toy I've ever seen. That doesn't look like a sex toy.
No,
right?
I know.
Right?
It looks like a mouse pad-ish.
So, hold on. Are you going to tell me that's a giant C-ring
no,
in its own way?
It's not a C-ring.
Okay.
Boom, boom. There you go.
No, but it is. Okay, but it goes around your penis.
It does.
And then.
And if it's tight enough, it could be like a C-ring, but it's basically right. to hold the pad in place.
So she can sit on you. Mm. Or so, you could push forward. But
it's,
I feel like this would be the bump and grind. Like she's going to get on top. Like that's the.
So that's like a flat pad. It's almost like the size of your hand if you hold your palm with your fingers open. And this toy slides down on top of him and he lays on his back. So it's like a girl on top toy.
Yeah.
And so when she's on top of this vibrating pad and you can basically. Move around and grind and rub your whole vulva and clitoris on this vibrating pad while it's going on.
Mind blown over there.
It's amazing because we all know that clitoris has the 10,000 nerve endings and that's how we achieve climax.
That's brilliant. No, it's absolutely
isn't that
brilliant.
Great?
No, it's brilliant. It's but my favorite part is watching Kyle's face as he learns these things. Like I'm like, you really love it.
Isn't that awesome?
But it is. I mean, guys, this and I tell you that. It is definitely wider than the palm of your hand, and it's raised up in a slight hump, if you will, and it's got ridges on it. So
done properly, it's against both of you.
Oh,
and
this is just that's a solid one. If she likes to be on top,
or maybe she's not been great at wanting to be on top. Maybe it's harder for her.
Hey, Greg, wouldn't this have been great for your mom? since the chances of somebody listening right now are pretty low. What would your dad say to you once?
Oh my God.
She's just a little late. It just came around a little late. That's absolutely true. His poor dad got his penis busted. He had to go have a little work on it.
Oh,
because,
that can happen.
You know, the old slip and smoke.
Ouch.
Be careful, people.
Got to get that angle right.
Yeah, because it can really damage everything. Yeah, what do they call it? Peronis? But you end up with a curved penis?
Oh.
I think it's called Peronis disease.
Oh.
Nah, it's awful. Yeah. Trust me. And you must have seen that a lot, too. Like lefties, righties, up, down, like
definitely, yeah, very, yeah. They go in all directions, down, up, banana. Yeah,
you want one that is it, what would you say the pervert up a little slightly so it hit the G spot?
That's nice, but every woman's different. So, but it is nice to have a little bit of curve. It's more to work with.
Have you ever met one that you went, not that? That's awful.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah? Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
What was
very
what was
sad
it?
Moments?
Was it?
I've had moments where I'm like, that's okay.
We're cool.
You got all the way to the point. Yeah. You went, let's not.
I'm like, what am I gonna do to get out of this
right.
one?
do you?
That's
you,
so
haven't
real.
You been in that position where you were you? Where you're like, oh,
as a guy, if you get all the way there, like you're naked and everything's exposed, you're probably going to go ahead and knock
even
it
if
out.
There's something.
No, no. If it's a funky
right?
dance floor, you're out.
Funky, okay.
Like, no,
yeah,
no.
If,
no,
it's
that's,
funky,
if there's something going on, you're like, hey, man, I got to go.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, you're out on that. But no, I think it's definitely, but I get it. Guys, we're gross, man. We're awful. Like, women are beautiful. As a rule of girls, if a girl, for the most part, if a girl's going to have sex with you, she knows she's fine, right? Like, usually, there's not going to be any surprises. Mm-hmm. Where a dude's like, we're going to do it? I don't know. You know, it could be horrendous what's going on down there.
Yeah, we know when we're going to have sex with someone. Like, if you're dating for a while and tonight's the night, you put on the nice panties, you make sure you're groomed.
Yeah.
Like, we know, even though you guys don't know.
Well, that's
about to have company.
I was telling him, I go, if you ever see your girlfriend go out the door, like she's getting dressed for any, like she's got a girl's night or a dinner, and she's wearing a matching bra and panties, you need to get angry right away. That's if they want. I'm telling you, matching brown panties means something bad is happening in your relationship.
Unless she does that all the time.
Yeah, and it's not happening to you.
Yeah. Do you wear little sets all the time?
No. He doesn't care. He's more about get naked. I don't care what's on.
I'm definitely at the stage of life where I'm like, don't wrap the Christmas present. Just
exactly.
Tell me what I got.
Exactly.
Like, really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind a little dress up play. Like that's super fun. But it's definitely I don't need it.
Okay.
Ditto.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, why can't we just, let's just get naked and jump in bed right away? So, again, you know, it's a, how long you been married?
26 years.
Yeah. Wow.
Together 28 then.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
congratulations.
It is. You meet the two of us, it is.
Would you say sex toys and communication are the keys?
Yes, and to be able to laugh about things and to be able to go, no, I don't like that one. We just had the, no, throw that one to the side. No, that one's good. Keep that one.
What was
discussion the other
you
day.
You want to tell me what the side one was? The eh?
Oh, there was one ring that just didn't do anything, but the one that had the added value of having the vibrator on it, it was like, no, that makes sense. We both get something from that. I'm like, okay, good. And throw another
that.
One.
I
away.
Love that.
Another
I
one.
Love
another weird thing that you put on, like it felt weird in me. It actually kind of hurt. And I'm like, throw that goddamn thing away before somebody accidentally wants to use that again, meaning you. Because I'm like, I don't want that in here.
No.
Oh, and it was it was just a plastic item. It was really weird. It looks like it wasn't anything that would ever hurt you, but it was uncomfortable.
You had it at home.
Yes. Okay. It was like,
she made a slight joke where she pointed at me in the studio. I was like, hello, why are you pointing at me, man?
Not you. I'm just talking in general. Hell no.
I love that you have those conversations so openly and comfortably with that level of detail. That's a good example for communication.
And you got to laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Look,
it's supposed to be fun. It's not serious.
Right.
It is the one thing that two people can do together. It doesn't cost any money. Oh. It shouldn't. But it's the thing. Like it's easy. Slot A, tab B. It's what we were built. Like it's just
it's
the way
it
works.
One of the biggest pleasures we have in life. It's fun and it feels
makes
good.
You
and
happy.
It's free.
Keep that healthy. Keep that strong. Yeah. Keep that good. And the rest of the stuff you can fight your way through, man. There's always going to be arguments about money, bills, life, what we're going to watch on TV, where we're going to go eat. But, man, keep the orgasms great. Keep them strong. Keep them coming.
Hallelujah.
You know? Yeah. All right. He's going to lose his mind because he's going to experience anal from Bob if we don't get these commercials in.
Ooh.